Ah, welcome to Movie Magic.
We would be honored if you would join us.
5, 6, 8.
5, 1,000, 4, 1,000, 3, 1,000.
I am the father.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Are you one of those single tier people?
All the dogs in King's Landing howl through the night.
They cry out for their true queen.
I'm Batman.
Name's Bond, James Bond.
One of them leads to the castle at the center of the labyrinth, and the other one leads to certain death.
Go ahead, make my day.
He sounds like quite a man.
A passenger has died on the train.
Who gave the order to kill me?
Movie Magic with Colin Gomez, Money FM 89.3.
Commence primary ignition.
Ah, well, with all the focus on the U.S. democracy this week hanging on a thread, I thought I'd focus on movies about the U.S. presidency. Frankly speaking, I really don't know how it works, how the election process is done, and the campaigning, which looks more like a TV series. So in no order of preference, maybe the movies that I'm going to feature in this weekend's Movie Magic may shed some light to how democracy is run in the land of the free. But first, let me play you a trailer. Now, listen carefully, as this is when art imitates life and life imitates art.
You okay?
We're gonna be fine. We have to do it. It's the right thing to do, and nothing bad happens when you're doing the right thing.
Is this your personal theory? Because I can shoot holes in it.
Well, there's exceptions to every rule. Who's this?
Pam Duffy.
You got a couple of minutes? I'd like to sit down with you.
I can't be talking to you.
You got something the other guys don't have. You exude something. You draw people in.
You're the big man on campus. I'm just a lowly intern.
What time you got work tomorrow?
9 a.m.
I thought I was being smooth and subtle.
No, you're pretty forward.
You have no idea how to tie a tie.
No, not a clue.
And you got the best media mind in the country. All the reporters love you.
If your boy wins, you get a job in the White House. He loses, you're back at a consulting firm.
I've worked on more campaigns than most people have by the time they're 40. He's the only one that's going to actually make a difference in people's lives.
Either we're going to lead the world or we are going to bury our heads in the sand.
You're my brain trust.
So how are we doing?
What do you think, Stevie?
I think it's ours for the taking.
You are working for the wrong man.
I want you to work for us.
Paul's my friend.
Well, there's only one thing I value in this world, and that's loyalty. Without it, you're nothing.
You want to work for the friend, or do you want to work for the president?
I don't have to play dirty anymore. I got Morris.
Today marks the beginning of a fight between two sets of ideals.
If you get Thompson's endorsement, the race is over.
What does he want?
Cabinet post.
Never going to do it. I said I wasn't going to make those kind of deals.
Paul, I met with Tom Duffy yesterday.
What?
I just didn't think he was...
Oh, it doesn't matter what you thought. It matters what you did. It matters what you didn't do.
I'm coming to work for you.
Revenge makes people unpredictable. I can't have that.
What if I had something else?
Like what?
Something big.
The next president of the United States of America, Governor Mike Morris.
You really want this story getting out?
Dignity matters.
You were off the campaign, but you thought it was important to fix things.
Integrity matters. Our future depends on it.
Steven, don't do this.
Do or say anything if I believe in it, but I have to believe in the cause.
Movie Magic with Colin Gomez, Money FM 89.3.
That's a trailer from The Ides of March, a 2011 movie directed by George Clooney, who acts in this movie as well. It's a story of a campaign manager, played by Ryan Gosling, whose ambitions make him like a pawn between two rival campaigns. This movie should kind of shed some light on who pulls the strings behind the scenes and manipulates the process. Remember Richard Nixon and the Watergate scandal? Well, this 1976 movie, All the President's Men, is based on Carl Bernstein's non-fiction book. The story is about two Washington Post reporters, Bob Woodward, played by Robert Redford, and Carl Bernstein, played by Dustin Hoffman. And they disclose the Watergate scandal that leads to Richard Nixon's resignation. Well, at least that U.S. president did the dignified thing. He did the right thing by admitting his fault and resigning. This movie is like a detective story. You see, the two main characters put the pieces of a jigsaw together to unravel the truth. Now, although this next movie I'm going to talk about is not part two to this movie, right after this movie, it's only appropriate to watch Frost Nixon. This is a Ron Howard movie and is based on Peter Morgan's stage play, which centers around the confrontation between David Frost, a British talk show host, played by Michael Sheen, and Richard Nixon, the 37th President of the United States, played by Frank Langella. Now, the reason why I say that you have to watch the movie right after watching All the President's Men, well, in this movie, it is some years after Richard Nixon resigned, but he wants to restore his reputation and agrees to give an interview to David Frost. Now, on the contrary, he's defeated by Frost's witty questions and has to confess to his mistakes. Now, with that, I'm tempted to play you a David Bowie song. This one is titled Young Americans, and look out for Bowie asking the question, do you remember President Nixon?
Yeah. me.
Break down and cry.
That's David Bowie with Young Americans. I'm Colin Gomez, and this is Movie Magic on Money FM 89.3. And I'm featuring movies about the U.S. presidents. Now, the movie Dave is a comedy, and Kevin Kline plays a character that resembles the president of the United States, who's played by Kevin Kline as well. And he's summoned by Secret Service agents to temporarily replace the real president while he's in a coma. Now, Dave is this ordinary man who's enthusiastic to be the replacement for this president and whose innocence fascinates many people around him. It's funny and very lighthearted. Another comedy which involves the U.S. president is Doctor Strange Love. Now, this is a 1964 movie by Stanley Kubrick and is based on Red Alert by Peter George. Peter Sellers brilliantly plays three different characters. He plays the president, a captain, and of course, Dr. Strange Love. It is a masterpiece, and the characters are exaggerated. And you probably have to watch this movie more than once to notice the visual and verbal sexual innuendos that you may not have noticed the first time around. But since I've mentioned it, you would now probably look out for it. Hyde Park on Hudson is a historical comedy drama. It's about the close relationship between Margaret Daisy Suckley, played by Laura Linney, and her cousin, President Franklin D. Roosevelt, played by Bill Murray. And he does a good job by portraying President Roosevelt as a charismatic leader as well as a melancholic man. It's a love affair movie and it's a comedy. Primary Colors is about a senator named Jack Stanton, played by John Travolta. And the first thing you'd notice? Well, he is very Clinton-like, and he's a likable character despite his many flaws. It also stars Emma Thompson, Billy Bob Thornton, Kathy Bates, and Adrian Lester. Now, although there's no character named Clinton in this movie, you can't help but notice that it is about Bill Clinton, but it is fictionalized. It's a very smart comedy drama. That's it for comedies about US presidents, and we'll move into movies that are a little more serious. But still, on the topic of fiction, is a fast-paced thriller directed by Clint Eastwood. And this is based on David Baldacci's novel. The film tells the story of a jewel thief named Luther Whitney, played by Clint Eastwood, who witnesses the assault and murder of a young woman by the President of the United States, played by Gene Hackman. Now, when you're up against someone who is that powerful, do you back down, ignore, and look away, or do you do the right thing, even if it means your life or your family's life may be at stake? The film has a very appropriate title, Absolute Power. Now, there are a few books that are published about what goes on behind the scenes at the White House, especially now. The authors are those that worked there and got fired or resigned. The Butler is about the life of a black butler named Cecil Gaines, played by Forrest Whitaker, who serves in the White House during various decades, from President Dwight Eisenhower to President Barack Obama. And it's through this butler's eyes and life at the White House, we get an inside look at some of the notable changes in American society from the Civil Rights Movement to the present day.
Movie Magic with Colin Gomez, Money FM 89.3.
JFK. Now, this is a controversial historical drama thriller directed by Oliver Stone, which focuses on the assassination of President John F. Kennedy and the conspiracy behind his murder. The film stars Kevin Costner as Jim Garrison, who's a skeptical district attorney, and he investigates the conspiracy despite the backlash from authorities. Now, the thing about conspiracy theories is that gullible people will believe them. It's okay if it makes you question things, but there's a danger in these theories that make people angry and do silly things. Things that are harmful and regretful. The Contender is a story about Senator Laurie Hanson, played by Joan Allen, the first woman who is selected by the President of the United States, played by Jeff Bridges, to be the Vice President. Now, in this movie, the male chauvinists who are Senator Hanson's rivals investigate her past just to dig into the dirt and look into her closet and look out for all the blunders just to try to disqualify her. Now, if I say John Adams, most of us probably won't know who he is. I must confess, I didn't know until now. He is the second president of the United States. He served from the year 1797 to 1801. His VP was Thomas Jefferson, who would become the president from 1801 to 1901. And you probably heard of him before. So if you want to know more about John Adams, there's a HBO miniseries with the president's name, and it centers around the life of this U.S. president.
Money FM 89.3, Movie Magic with Colin Gomez.
Now, I gave this next movie a miss when it was released because of the title. It was titled W. I didn't know what it was about. Well, W is a straightforward biodrama by Oliver Stone, which is about George W. Bush. Now, the film mostly focuses on George W. Bush's personality and insecurities, and to portray him as a president who fails to realize his own blunders. Now, you see how filmmakers and media can change one's perspective on anything? That's why free press, in my opinion, is a little dangerous. It can paint a good or bad light on someone, and it can also divide a country. Now, there are many more movies about U.S. presidents. Well, some are plain silly, and some are just action-packed for entertainment, like Air Force One, for example, which I thoroughly enjoyed for its entertainment value. Plus, it had Harrison Ford as the U.S. president trapped in a plane that's being hijacked by terrorists, and he takes matters into his own hands and becomes this tough guy. But you'll be smitten by the performance of David Day-Lewis. Well, actually, you'll be smitten in any of his performances. He played the role of Abraham Lincoln that you may think Abe Lincoln was reincarnated in him. Lincoln is one of Steven Spielberg's many great movies. Now, I'm not sure if you notice, but there's a soundtrack playing softly in the background, and it's from this movie. It's a composition from John Williams, and this track is titled The People's House, a phrase that we got to hear quite a bit these past few days. I'm Colin Gomez, and this has been Movie Magic on Money FM 89.3.